Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You might have noticed that your, or you will notice that your electricity bills are a little bit higher. With us to talk about is Trisha Modifica from Eversource Connecticut Media. Trish, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for being with us. Just a point of information, you may remember Trish when she was Trish Taskey on News 8. So it's nice to catch up with you. You know, we could have an alumni club with you and Casado and, you know, now Jocelyn Memento. We could have the News 8 alumni club week. People we want
right,
to talk
everybody
to.
Has moved on to other things.
Jay, I wonder why, but we won't get into that. So electricity bills are higher. Can you just give us a little bit of background as to why?
Sure. There are three factors driving Connecticut's increased electric bills. First is a state energy policy that passed by the legislature in 2017 that requires both Connecticut utilities to purchase power from Millstone power plant at higher costs for the next 10 years to keep Millstone running. So the July 1 bill includes about $124 million in costs directly tied to that agreement. To try and protect our customers from this increased charge, you know, we and the other utility, along with AARP, challenged this policy change, but were unfortunately not successful, and therefore we're now seeing the results of that change. And another significant reason is that average customer use has increased by 36% from last May compared to this May. Of course, that jump, as you might imagine, reflects, you know, the reality of more customers working from home. And then you add in the heat in the hot summer months. People are running their air conditioners all day. They're not dropping them down when they go to work and then turning them back up. Your pool filters, dehumidifiers, and other appliances to help folks stay cool is also helping to drive those costs higher.
Trish, I mean, as I recall, there was, I think you just referred to this, there was a question whether Millstone was going to stay open or not, whether Dominion was going to keep them running or not. So this was probably, I guess, an effort by the legislature to address, because they provide like one third of the power in this state.
Right, exactly. Deepen Pura determined that Millstone was at risk of early retirement and directed both Connecticut utilities, us and Avangrid, to enter into power purchase agreements with them that were at a higher cost to help keep Millstone running. And you're right, Millstone generates about 60% of the electricity for Connecticut.
Now, is this rate increase a long-term thing, Tricia?
Well, it's a 10-year power purchase agreement, although the $124 million costs that are directly affecting customers and their bills right now is being spread out from the July 1 to the December 31st time frame. That's what this rate change is associated with. As you probably know, certain rates on the electric bill change every July 1 and January 1, and that's why we're seeing this change now.
Who does, people need to remember this, Eversource is, I guess, the distributor of the power. You own the pipeline, so to speak, as does UI. Are you buying sourcing from other places too, or are you limited to Millstone?
No, we have a team that goes out on the market and searches for the best price from anyone who bids in. And if Millstone is competitive and they're part of the formula of options that we purchase from. But our team goes out and searches high and low for the best energy prices out there available to our customers. And then that's all approved by the state before it's approved and put into play.
Talking with Tricia Modifica from Eversource about the recent or what you'll notice would be an increase in your electric bills. Obviously, as Ray alluded to, Tricia, at the beginning of this, a difficult time for a lot of people. Maybe some people have been furloughed. Some people have been laid off. Some people may have had to take mandatory pay cuts. Was there any thought in being in delaying this increase, or was this because it's a state thing? It was really out of your control.
Exactly. It was out of our control. It was, you know, part of this directive. But, you know, customers can take steps.
Oops.
Their energy bills, and also talk to them about the special payment programs we're offering, especially now we have a COVID-19 pandemic payment arrangement that allows customers up to 24 months to pay any past due payments. And many other options. So if customers are struggling to pay their bills, we want them to give us a call at our 800-286-2000 number so that we can work with them and help them find some help to their bill. And also, you know, as I mentioned, customers can take their own steps to save energy at home. You know, increasing temperatures on their air conditioning just a little bit can really help keep the cost down, and also keeping the air conditioning filters and coils clean. That helps the system run more efficiently, and it doesn't make it, you know, so that the system doesn't have to work harder to deliver the cool air. And also make sure vents are not blocked by furniture or rugs or anything, so that the air can circulate in the homes, and seal up any cracks and gaps in doors or walls or windows to help keep the cool air in and keep the hot air out.
Trish, is the whole network being stressed, though, because of the heat?
You know, we always are working, you know, year-round, checking the grid, making sure that it's ready for these times of high demand and high usage in the high summer, high heat summer months. So we're always on top of that and working to be ahead of that. So we're confident the grid is strong and able to handle the summertime demand as it is every summer.
Few more minutes with Tricia Modifica. I can't pronounce your name. I don't know why. It's an easy name. Tricia Modifica from Eversource. Well, as long as you can pronounce it and your husband can pronounce it, I guess those are the two. Those are the two important ones. What else? What other stresses, Trish, has the pandemic brought upon Eversource?
I would say it's mostly the, you know, our empathy for the customers who are home using more energy because they are working from home. And during the school year, kids were home learning from home, which, you know, means people like lights are on all day, TVs are on, you know, gaming systems for the kids. Everybody's on a computer or a laptop. That's driving up costs. And then all of a sudden here comes the summer with this drastic heat and people are home. You know, and they want to be cool. They don't want to be uncomfortable. So we sympathize with our customers and feel bad that this is the situation that we're in, which is why, again, we want them to reach out to us so we can do whatever we can to help.
Okay.
All right. Well, it seems like people will just have to understand that this is not necessarily Eversource who's raising your bill, but this has been preordained.
Mandated.
Tricia, thanks for coming on. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Nice to speak with you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Tricia Modifica.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.